Welcome to Stripes, the Bianconeri podcast, the podcast for Juventus fan all over the world by Juventus fan all over the world, hosted by Radio Bianconera. I'm Matteo, and with me, Thiago, as always. Hi, Thiago, how are you?
Hi, actually, I'm super, super excited for this match and the following matches because there are some very interesting moments to come and we're excited.
Well, honestly, I'm more excited for what is going to happen in a little bit because Friday night, Stripes will launch its new Twitch account, okay? And we will be able to have a guest that is nothing less than extraordinary because Guido Bacciago will be with us. Guido Bacciago is one of the best sport journalists in Italy. He writes for Tutto Sport, the newspaper established in Torino. Okay. And I cannot think of anyone better than him to update us on what's going on around Juventus Sport. So I'm super excited for that. So, and you guys, you need to follow us. If you follow us already on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, be sure to follow us. The Stripes Day Show on Twitch because there will be hopefully more surprise to come in the near future. So I'm super excited for that. So it's going to be me, Thiago, as always. We added Andrea from San Diego in our team, and hopefully Guido will be with us for many episodes to come. What do you think about that?
Yeah, this is an amazing news, and there's no one better to talk about Juventus probably in every single part of Italy, because there's no one better, and he's so trustable in the future, and we will remember this moment as just the beginning, because we are heading to a big and a wonderful step for Stripes, and we hope to see you all together with us.
Yes, exactly. Hopefully this is only the beginning. That's what we hope, honestly. So, but let's go back and look about Juventus, not about us. So Juventus is going to have a key game on Saturday against Verona. Game will be like a play at 8:45 p.m. Italian time, okay, at the Stadio Bentegodi in Verona, okay. And not my favorite stadium. I was there probably 4 or 5 times. Not really my favorite stadium in the world, but it's like a typical old Italian stadium. It's just outside the downtown. Okay, Verona is another beautiful, beautiful medieval city in Italy. Okay, and but before talking about the game, let's talk a little bit of what happened with in Europe for the Italian team, because after we see last week Juventus having like issue with us against Porto, okay, and then in the recent days we had Lazio being destroyed by Bayern Munich. They lost 4-1, but it could have been really worse for them. We had Atalanta losing 1-0 at home against the Real Madrid, okay, and then we had like Milan advancing against Stella Rossa, Red Star, Belgrado, after 2 ties, okay. Napoli being eliminated by Granada, and Roma beating Braga and advancing. So because in Napoli will be eliminated from the Europa League, so we have like a date from the game again, Juventus-Napoli. So the game will be played on March 17 at 6:45 p.m. Italian time. So Juventus, we have to play like another 3 games in the span of like 7 days because they're going to travel on Cagliari, that they're going to play in Napoli, and then they're going to play Benevento at home. So another hard stretch for Juventus that has to play so many games this year, okay? But what I want to focus about is because after what happened with the Atalanta, Real Madrid, and the Freuler being ejected by the referee because he was considered to be the last man on...
That was absurd.
Yeah, it was absurd, but let me tell you this. Yeah, okay? Yeah, I agree with you. It's probably a really bad call. I'm not saying that it's completely out of the war, reviewing the play many times, okay. Yes, it was really, I can't say a bad call, but it's not wrong, and follow me with that. It's not super mad about that. It's because we see like Modric should get a yellow, he didn't get a yellow. Casemiro should got the second yellow, he didn't get a second yellow. So we had to see every questionable call going for Madrid. And what makes me even mad, because Juventus is having this kind of calls from the referee in the recent 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years in Europe, okay? Right now, because people are realizing that there is bad call against the Italian team all the time, okay? And all of a sudden, in Italy, we're going to talk about what's happening during the European matches. But I don't remember this happening last week when there was an atrocious call on Ronaldo, because that should be a penalty. A penalty that would have given us the opportunity to go on 2-2. So last week, it was absolutely a missed call for Juventus. Nothing happened. Because this week, there is like a bad call again for Atalanta. Another bad call for Lazio, because it was a penalty, okay? And all of a sudden, all the people in Italy talking about bad calls that the Italian teams are getting in Europe. That makes me so mad, honestly. So right now, you really finally see that what we are seeing in the last years.
Yeah, you know, this is this kind of situation where we are used to. And honestly, there are some bad interpretations about what happens at Bergamo, because honestly, we all are used to listen some calls like, oh, this is the last man's fall, and this does not exist, because there are clear manifestation of clear possibility to score, and then a foul there is a red card situation, and like that, honestly, it's such a bad call. And Atalanta did such a nice match, I mean, to remain 0-0 against Real Madrid, against the biggest team in this competition, and yet Real Madrid scored with a goal with Mendy with his right foot, which is not a good one. And yeah, honestly, it was such an unexpected goal, especially the way that it happened. But honestly, it's not impossible for Atalanta to beat them.
No, absolutely not. If Atalanta play like the way that they used to play, okay? They just need to win in Madrid, okay? That's because every kind of win, other than 1-0, they're going to make Atalanta. So it's not, I don't think it's over. And like, just to complete this conversation, then we have Gasperini going on the microphone, a Sky microphone, and talking with Sky, and being like mad about the call, and I understand that, and then complaining about how the every call it happened, and that it's so different in Italy. Yes, it's so different in Italy because Italians just like to complain, and we see when we play in Europe, the game is more watchable because there are not a lot of whistle, there are not a lot of calls from the referee. The referee tends to let the people play, okay? They don't call every single contact between the two players. When we see every game in Italy, basically we have like probably 10 to 15 times we see every player fainting in the pitch and claiming to have like been destroyed by the opponents, but in reality they don't even touch. And that happens because Italians just like to complain. So it's not written. It's not every contact. It's not a penalty. Every contact is not a foul. Every contact. Soccer is a sport made with contacts, where people play with legs and with a ball. Okay, so it's natural they're gonna be contacts.
This is a problem that happens, especially if we consider the Premier League, which is a league of course the gap between the big teams and the smaller teams is not that big as it is in other national leagues. Yep. But the dynamism that the match goes on because of the referee not whistle to every single contact makes the game much more enjoyable than what it is in Italy, especially if you're considering the level of our referees. Sometimes the level of the arbitri, as we say in Italy, the referee is good, but some dumb and stupid falls and calls make the game so much slower. And
yes, exactly.
Sometimes it gets even boring.
Because if you don't call many fouls, if you don't call many fouls, the game is more enjoyable, as you said, and the more it's going to be faster, it's going to be more dynamic, it's going to be more enjoyable, okay? So if you start to have like every 3 seconds a whistle because somebody touched somebody else, how can it, the game take like have like the rhythm? Okay, it's going to be a slow game.
And the players get used with that.
Yeah, exactly. So every, and so, but the, I'm not even blaming the referees, honestly, because there are, I think the level of the referees is not that bad in Italy. Okay. If you compare to other country, but they need to call the game like that. Because for example, if it's Bonucci or Chiellini or De Ligt touch somebody close to the area for the, to the, and the referee doesn't call the foul, they're going to hear about that for like 30 years. So that's normal. That's what's going to happen. So
you know what bothers the fans at all? Because, for example, a referee in a Sunday match, for example, Lazio and Sassuolo, he make that match in a way. And then in the Champions League, he goes to a match like Borussia Mönchengladbach and Sevilla, or Borussia Dortmund Sevilla, for example, and it will be completely different match.
Yeah.
And why? Because it's your skill. It's the same sport, the same time, the same physicism, the same week, and it's completely different. That honestly, it pisses off the fans.
Yeah, I agree. So, well, look, let me stop talking about that. But we need to go back and talk more about like the VAR and how to make the game better. Okay, because every time we hear about the protocol and what that episode was not reviewable. Or the episode was reviewable, okay? So I think there is just one way to go to move from this, because I think that the VAR need to work with challenges, kind of like working like in American football. But okay, there is another opportunity to talk about that. Let's go back to us. And so, sorry, we have this. I think this is like till today the most important game Juventus is going to play this year. Nothing short than that. Because if Juventus doesn't win, Juventus doesn't come out from Verona with 3 points, I don't think they have any more chance to catch Inter, okay? Especially if Inter, because Inter is going to play against Genoa on Sunday. I don't think that we have any issue in getting the 3 points, even if Genoa is doing really good, especially when Luis Ballardini is in charge. But so it's key for Juventus to win this game. I don't know what you think.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the intensity and the possibility to create problems that Ivan Juric's side have, it's such a key. It's such a key, especially over there. Playing there, it's not an easy task, an easy match. And we saw that we lost some points in the past. And we saw goals from Borini, then from Pazzini, and we were mad when that happened. But, you know, I took note that, for example, Juric's side will probably play in a 3-4-2-1, which means like Silvestri, Magnani, Gunter, and Di Marco, which will return from a red card that he was out suspended. And then the midfield, Faraone, Tamezzi, Ilic, which is the player that probably most on form for them, and then Lazovic on the left side. But Barak, Zakanya behind the Lasagna, it's a very nice team. I mean, it's not the best team, of course, but
it's a solid team.
Such a possibility.
It's
to,
a solid team. I think.
And be aggressive and intensity that it creates a problem.
I think that Di Marco will play in Lazovic spot and Lovato play like in the line of 3 on D, because Di Marco is more like a winger, like a fullback, more than like a center back. But okay, either way.
And honestly, Lovato did such a nice performance against us the first match. If I'm not wrong, he did a nice and solid performance. It's acclaimed by the media and the newspapers. But as we saw last season, Faraone can be dangerous in the right side, and we are having problems. Danilo is out. And Danilo is just the last one that will be unavailable, because there are a list of 200 players out.
I think there's seven, I think. So it's Danilo, Cuadrado, Bonucci, Chiellini, Arthur, Dybala, and maybe I'm forgetting something else. I think it's 6 or 7 at least. So more than half of a team. Yeah. And we can argue that all of them are like maybe starting players. Okay. So yeah, you're right. So I agree with you.
We can.
Verona is like and don't forget, we lost in Verona last year. I remember with the game that Ronaldo put up on top.
Awful.
And then they come back. Pazzini and Borini, you were right, okay, about that. And just 3 months ago, we tied 1-1 in Torino with Favilli scoring for Verona and then getting injured right after. And Kulusevski tied the game, right? I think Kulusevski tied the game.
Yeah.
You always suffer against this team. Juric is playing like they like to play more like Atalanta, because Juric was the assistant coach for Gasperini till like 3 or 4 years ago. And it will be a tough game.
Yeah. And we need to talk about, or at least inform our listeners about Dybala, because Dybala went to Barcelona to meet Dr. Kugat, and because Dybala is out since January 10, 40 days ago, 12 matches so far, and he will be probably out against Hellas, against Spezia, against Lazio, and against Porto. And it's that moment of the season where we need every single player. And right now we are so bad about this, because there are no players. Probably, for example, Dragosin will start the match. Not so sure, but it's a possibility. It's a big possibility, honestly.
Well, I had the seven player missing. It will be Morata. I forgot about Morata.
Yeah.
And look. I think we're going to have more time with Guido talking about Dybala, what's going on with him. But, I can say it's not my favorite player, because I love Dybala, okay, especially in the first real. I think he was an exceptional player, okay? But when you have Dybala in your roster and you cannot count on him, he's not like a backup player. Dybala, like or not, okay, is a phenomenal player that you want to ever like available for you to play at least half of the game on the season, okay? I'm not even saying all of that, but at least half. And this year we couldn't count on Dybala we play like for 6 or 7 game, no more than that.
Yeah.
So
you know why I made this pause? I made this pause exactly to say other thing, because there are rumors, as we read about it, and probably most of our listeners read about it, that he's close to a deal to renew his contract for 10 million euros a year. And, I mean, free of taxes, 10 million per year without taxes. So, is this fair? Is this the right thing? It's very difficult to a fan like,
think about that,
like myself to
analyze. He's claiming for more.
But it's kind of risky.
Well,
yeah, and it's kind of risky.
Look, I don't want to talk about that. He's almost 20. He's gonna be 28 in 7-8 months, okay? And if in the last 3 years he played the soccer that I think he's able to play for no more than 2 months per year, okay? In the last 3 years. And so at one point, okay, you are what you are, okay? So I think like after the game against Barcelona in 2017, everybody thought that he was going to be like the next Messi. He's probably never going to be that kind of player. So you are what you are. And if let me tell you something else. He's not starting for Juventus lately. He's never started for Argentina national team, because in the recent World Cup, he was a backup for players like Pavone and Benedetto. Don't forget about that. A player that was with Boca. Another one after the World Cup was playing with the Galaxy. Okay. So he didn't play in the Copa America.
They mock of him because he said, months ago, that it's difficult to play with Messi. Of course, there is a content, but Argentinians mock him for that.
Well, it's difficult playing with Messi. I have zero doubt about that, because I think it isn't hard to play with Ronaldo. I guess it would be harder to play with player like, I don't know, like Malaka Martinez or Paladino, they check it. I would argue that it's more difficult to play with player like that. But okay, we'll see. Hopefully it will solve his problem, because we need Dybala right now. We need Dybala really bad right now. Because we are playing without forward. Because the people is criticizing Kulusevski, that he sacrificed himself playing in a position that is not his position. I'm just gonna go on a rant that I don't want ever right now.
Hopefully this will be a nice opportunity for him to start and doing a nice performance.
Yeah, and we know that it's going to be a tough game tomorrow against Verona, because we always trouble with that kind of team. In the last 2 years, I remember we have like one win, a tie, and a loss against them. So it would be a really hard game. And it's a key game that we need to get 3 points. Nothing less than that. So we'll see what's going to happen.
Doesn't matter how.
No, I agree with you. Doesn't matter how. So, Thiago, I'll be excited to see you again on Twitch, okay, next time. And guys, please follow us.
Sure.
And as always, fino alla fine.
Forza Juve.